This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.
Chris Salcedo.
It's Chris Salcedo's show, Hour 3, getting ready to get underway. And typically this time of day, as we normally do, we want to make a visit with Mary Ramirez, who is broadcasting live from the great state of Minnesota. And she is in the midst of a massive thunderstorm, yes?
We are. So your listeners might hear a little bit of the rumbles here in the background. I apologize.
Well, that's cool. Because we're in the great state of Texas where I am right now, not a cloud in the sky, and it's triple digits.
Oh, gosh, I'm jealous. I really am. You know, we get so little warmth up here that I see you guys as hot summers, and I'm just, oh, my gosh, I'm jealous.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you get all envious, hold on a minute. My pal's over in New York right now. Seb was just telling me how it's hot and miserable. Sebastian, it's muggy, too, yes, out in New York?
Awful.
Awful, he says. So before you get too envious there, kid, I wouldn't I would trade a good thunderstorm right now to water my lawn.
Well, hey, listen, I'll call you when it's 70 degrees below zero in January, okay?
Very nice. Well, then I can go ahead and appreciate not being you.
Fair enough.
How about this week's offering? What are you writing about?
Yeah, Chris, so I'm writing about the conventions. You know, we had a very unconventional convention for the Republican Party in Cleveland. It really has been one for the books. You've had protests. You've had feuding sides. We had a very heavy presence of Never Trumpers there. You also had a lot of people there who booed a sitting senator. It was definitely anything but ordinary. And in fact, some people have actually called it a circus. So, you know, I'm listening to different commentators and I'm listening to their reviews of the convention. And I thought, you know, let's take a gander at what's going to go on over at the DNC. And this one really, there's a lot. There's a lot I talk about in this piece. There's a lot for people to expect coming up at the DNC. But this one in particular, I'm going to lead with this because this one takes the cake. So, as I said, you had a lot of Never Trumpers at the RNC convention, and they were, you know, voicing their opinions quite loud and so on and so forth. But over on the Democrat side, you've got a lot of Bernie Sanders fans who are planning a similar outcry, except, Chris, now get this. DNC convention goers are going to be treated to a, and I'm not kidding, a fart-in, a protest staged by these Bernie Sanders supporters who plan to, quote, and again, I'm not kidding, quote, eat beans and pass gas, end quote. In anger over the party's nominee. And by the way, what I find so hilarious.
Don't go away from the fart in, because that is you first off, you just came up with the name of today's show. Folks, let Tom know. This is the name of the show today. The DNC. The fart in.
The fart in.
Oh, my. You've got to be kidding me.
Protesting. I'm not. Protesting with flatulence. And the funny thing is, you know, Hillary Clinton is such a big fan of Saul Alinsky, and this is straight out of his book. I'm not joking.
Saul Alinsky wrote about farts?
Yeah, he does. And, you know, for the record, just so we all know here, this fart in was mentioned in the same article written by a woman who claimed the DNC would be a, quote, far cry from the Republican circus. I'm sorry, what? What?
Oh my.
So, you know, but back to the more slightly more serious stuff. You are going to have a lot of the whole lineup of speakers that are going to be lobbing cries of misogyny and bigotry and racism over at the GOP. But here, let me just give your listeners a quick rundown of some of the speakers they can expect at the DNC. For example, you're going to have serial abuser and philanderer Bill Clinton. You're going to have my state senator, Al Franken, the guy who once wrote for Playboy. You're going to hear from the aforementioned Senator Sanders, who once wrote that women fantasize about being gang raped. You will also hear from the very, very white Senator Elizabeth Warren, who weirdly tried to take advantage of her race by listing herself as a minority at a faculty directory over at Harvard because of her quote-unquote Cherokee heritage, because that's undeniable. Have you seen those cheekbones? And last but not least, you will hear from Vice President Joe Biden, who once said that you can't go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent, which, you know, so yeah, go ahead. Lob cries of misogyny and bigotry and racism over at the GOP, but just be aware. This is the lineup of speakers. But here's the big one, and this is really the one I want people to focus on. This is the keynote speaker, the party's nominee. You're going to hear from a woman who laughed about getting a child rapist off the hook. You'll hear from a woman who enabled her husband's abuse and philandering. You'll hear from a woman who lied about Benghazi, who put the country's national security in jeopardy, and lied to the entire country and our government about it. And here's the kicker. You're going to hear from a woman who got away with all of it, and she'll be accepting the party's nomination for president of the United States. So you tell me as I close the piece here, who exactly is putting on the circus?
Listen to you. Who is exactly putting on the circus? Okay.
Forgive me.
Let's see. Well, how am I going to entitle? See, because as you're talking, I found the fart in protest. Democrat dignity? Is that what
we should? Sure.
We should. Democrat dignity, fart in planned at respective. I gotta. This will be probably the last post before I go on vacation. So,
it's just too much. I mean, and the funny thing is, too, the guys that they were interviewed about this protest, and the guy goes, well, it's just a whimsical way to, you know, to really send the message that something stinks to high heaven about our party's nominee. Really? A whimsical way? Oh, my gosh.
That's, you know, that's all they have. These Democrats are really full of hot air and more ways than one. And this is really all they bring to the table. Lots of beans and lots of hot air when it comes to national defense, when it comes to domestic policy. That's really all the Democrats are good for, is one good Bronx cheer.
Well, and as you've often said, liberals are funny unless they're in charge. And unfortunately, this woman has a 50% chance of being in charge. This is kind of scary.
Before I let you go, in wake of the RNC, Fancy Pants College in Cleveland was offering safe spaces for students who were traumatized.
Oh, Atlanta.
Who were traumatized by the Republican convention. Is this not indicative of the pansies that we are bringing up in Obama's America?
We are raising sensitive little snowflakes.
Yes.
Good grief.
What's the name of the piece, Mary?
Sure, Chris. It's Think the RNC Convention Was a Circus. Welcome to the DNC.
I love it. And you know what? So we've got farting. We've got safe places and fartings and snowflakes. Maybe that should be the name of the
show today. I love it.
Mary Ramirez, everybody, thank you very much. We are both going on vacation next week, so enjoy your time off.
Chris Salcedo, Saturdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on the Blaze Radio Network.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.